In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The latest estimates for the crop size that was harvested last year was about 109.8 million bales. But really the focus right now is what's happening on demand. And the concern is that we're going to look at probably global meal use being down somewhere by 8 to 9% from where it was in 2007. And that's probably going to leave us somewhere around 112 million bales of total meal use. And as a result, it looks like that stock levels will largely be maintained by the time we get to the end of this marketing year.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're also hearing from other major producers that they will likely reduce their cotton area. As we look at it, we may see production fall back to somewhere to the 105 to 106 million bale range, and that compares to between 109 and 110 that we had in 2008. I think the real key is going to be what happens to demand. If the current economic projections hold true that by calendar 2010, economic growth or the economy turns around, it's our hope that we'll see global demand for cotton also recover somewhat and see a modest expansion in mill use for the 2009 marketing year.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
China, the largest producer and the largest user of cotton, and also the largest customer of U.S. cotton. We've seen the slowdown in the economy certainly affect China's textile industry. In fact, they're probably going to account for a bulk of the slowdown that we see in the global number will occur because of China. Going forward in 2009, we expect China to produce less cotton. We think they will also shift to other commodities and probably reduce their cotton production around 4 million bales, or roughly 10% from what they had in 2008. I do think we can see a slight recovery in their meal use for 2009 as well. India's another one because they've, in the last 3 or 4 years, certainly emerged as a competitor of the U.S. in export markets. Their textile industry is slowing down, not to the extent that China has, so we do expect their meal use to decline somewhat. They did not harvest as large a crop in 2008 due to some weather concerns as they had back in 2007. We do think they'll probably increase their presence in the world market for 2009.